Last time we left off discussing the Ramah in Siman Kuf Sadivah Seif Beis, b'di'evet in Badka Atzma Samach Lebein Hashmashas U'matza Atzma Tahora Af B'shelo Haya Moches Akol Ben Hashmashas Sagi. So in a case of Rasa Yom Echad, in a case where there is only one day of Re'iyah, slash she's performing Hefsek Tahara on that day of the Re'iyah, the Ramah says Mochdach is in Ma'akev, but it sounds like Bedika later in the day, Samach Lebein Hashmashas, is Ma'akev. So he left off trying to figure out what Sheath in Rishonim is this based on, given that the parenthetical reference to the Rashba, the Ramban, and even the Rambam doesn't seem to fit with this psak of the Ramah. So the Gaon here in Sivkat and Ches references the Tosfos on Samach Ches on the Beis as the possible source for this psak of the Ramah. Tosfos, Samach Ches on the Beis, Dibra Maskil Amrule, is bothered by an apparent stira in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is a Tana involved in this conversation with Rebbe as to whether there's a difference between day two and day one, the Gemara and Samach Ches on the Beis. Tosfos asks, and Tomar, Tiksha de Rabbi Yossi de Hacha, de Ka'amr de Sagila Bahafrasha Shachris, Ad Rabbi Yossi de Parak Basimin, de Ka'amr Ma Ilu Nida Shalor Rafisha Batara Min Mincha Lamala, Lo Tehe Bechaz Kastoma, Alma Vaya Frasha Min Mincha U Lamala. See here, Rabbi Yossi seems to be of the opinion that Bedika Shachris works, and Rabbi Yossi and Daphne Gimel indicates that Bedika Shachris does not work. The Bedika, meaning a Hefsek Tahara, has to be Min Mincha U Lamala. That's Tosfos Kasha. Yesh Lomar, Tahasa Mairi Kishefrisha Biyom Shirasa Boshachris. The Gemara Daphnin Gimel, Reb Yossi, indicates that you need to have a Hefsek Tahara Minimin Chalamala. That's talking about where the Hefsek Tahara is done on the day of Re'iyah, on day one, the day that she saw Dam, and then she does a Hefsek Tahara on that day. That Hefsek Tahara is to be performed Minimin Chalamala. Vahacha Mairi Bibaka Shachris Amas Torah. Here we're talking about a case where it wasn't a day one Re'iyah, it was a Re'iyah day two or beyond, and she did a Bedika in the morning, which is a clean Bedika. So if it's not the Yom HaRe'iyah, according to Rabbi Yossi, you could do Bedika Shachris. If it is the Yom HaRe'iyah, it has to be Min HaMincha U Lamala. Then Tos just asks the Kasha. Dimkein, if you're going to make that distinction, and say the Rabbi Yossi here on Samach Ches is talking dafka about a case where it's not the Yom HaRe'iyah, then ki parchinan l'Rabbi Yehuda ilu yadei beina kol ben hashmashos. So instead of retorting to Rabbi Yehuda that it would make sense that you could have such a shita that a Hefsek Tahara in day 7 only works if it's late in the day, if you could have a mochdachuk or some way of ensuring that there's not going to be any dam after that late day bedika. And rhetorically, since you can't do that, since we don't require that, so what are you gaining by insisting that the Hefsek Tahara has to be late in the day? That's the kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. But according to what we just said to Rabbi Yossi, leim Rabbi Yossi l'nafshei. So that's the problem for Rabbi Yossi also. So that's the kasha of Yossi also. If Yossi requires bidikum in a Hefsek Tahara min mincha lamala, so we ask him also the chiyada beinanei kol ben hashmashas. B'yesh lomar d'lenafshei lo kasha. So it's not a kasha in him. So Yossi can honestly ask a kasha in Yehuda and not be bothered by that himself. The cave in the Huxaka, Rabbi Shachris, Dinu Lasvicha Frasham in a Mincha Lamala, Below Chumra Elamina did. If it's a day where she saw Dam, she had the Re'iyah that morning, so then it makes sense to require a Hefsek Tahara later in the day, Minadin. The Eilan Alahachmir Lasapek, Shema Imsilok Yadah, Rasa Lasvicha Bedika Basofayo. So it's reasonable to require, according to Rabbi Yossi, Bedika later in the day, a Hefsek Tahara later in the day, but once you do have to tar later in the day and it's clean, you don't have to worry that maybe there's going to be dam after that. Aval Rabbi Yehuda Shabala Hafmir Ulasapek Dafila Bishala Rasa Shachris El Babaka Atma Matha Torah Humasar Hafrashigama Safayom Hayalala Hafmir Velivdo Misafek Shemim Sila Gedera. So Rabbi Yehuda is such an extreme chumrah that even if it's not a Yom Re'iyah, you're still not going to rely on a B'dika Shachris. You insist on a B'dika later in the day. So once you go to that extent, so go all the way. Then you should insist on Yadevin and Kol Ben Hashmashos in order to be sure that there's no subsequent time. Okay. But what emerges from Tosfos is that within this Shitas of Yossi, you have a position that on Yom HaRi'iyah, a B'dika Me'ikar Adin needs to be done Mina Minchu L'mala, later in the afternoon, and a B'dika Shachris doesn't work. So that's what the Gon seems to suggest, that this position in the Ramah is based on this day in Tosos, within Rabbi Yossi, that you have a possibility of requiring a Bedika later in the day, Mikar Adin, on the Yom HaRi'iyah. And the Gaon himself thinks there in Sivchat and Ches that lahalacha, you should not be mekel like the Ramah. You know, the Ramah is a kula in the sense that if you do a bedika, if you do a hefsek tara later in the day on the Yom HaRi'iyah, you don't need a mochdachuk mekar adin. Right, bedika shachris won't work. But if you do B'dika Samach Ben HaShmashos, even without a moch, it is sufficient. So that part is a relative kula to the Psak of the Mechaber, that a moch dachuk is ma'akev. So the Gaon thinks, in the Chach Masadam, that you should be machmir against that kula of the Ramah, that a moch dachuk is li'ikuva if it's a Bedika b'yom HaRi'iyah. Okay. Now, in that Tosfos we just saw, the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered, or others point out the following apparent difficulty in Tosfos. So what emerges in Tosfos' explanation of Shitas Rabbi Yossi is that if you have a hafsek tara b'yom HaRi'iyah, that cannot be performed in the morning. It can only be performed min mincha l'mala / samach l'bein hashmashas. If it's a day that's not the Yom HaRi'iyah, then Hafsek Tara B'Shachris would work. Right? That's what Tosfos says in Rabbi Yossi. That day is not explicitly quoted in Shulchan Aruch, unless you'll argue that that is the basis of the Ramah. The Chavos Das in Sivkat and Aleph thinks that position is Lahalacha. Chavos Das writes, Kuf Sadi Vav Sifkat and Aleph. Hine vidivri tosus nida samchas and beis. Muchach beheaded the b'shachris yom shirasa lo mahani afresh. You can't do hefsek tara b'shachris the yom HaRi'iyah, only ben hashmashos. And he points out that that seems to be what Rashi writes on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Take a look at Rashi Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Dibur Maska Lo Tehei. Towards the bottom. Lo Tehei Becheskas Tuma. Ve'enu Tevel Se'erev. Ve'afa Pisha Frisha B'Tara Shachris. Even if you did a Hesek Tara B'Shachris, you talk about Yom Hari'iyah. It doesn't help. So that seems to be like the Tosos on Samech Chesed Beis. They point out, Rashi and Samech Chesed Beis doesn't say it that way. Rashi and Samech Chesed Beis, Maskal Mika Lamanda Amar, says, Afilu Rabban Basrai, Vishaini Shalahuda Ka'amri, Aval Barishon, Davi Psichas Mayana, Lech Lamanda Amar, Din Baka Bitsarayu Matsatar de Tavi Afrasha. So it sounds like even a bedika b'tzarayim doesn't work, but neither does it make. So the Chavis asks Kostos, and he says that he thinks that should be true lahalacha. And he thinks that even on that which is ostensibly not a Yom Ri'iyah, you have to be mafmir not to allow b'dika shachris. V'od, kevin da'ana lo b'kiyin b'dam, v'lo b'mei nida v'ziva. We don't really know. We're mafmir in both directions to treat everyone as both a nida and a zava l'chumra. But we don't know really what's dam nida, what's dam ziva. Igal esfuke, shamahu yom rishon. So even if it seems to be the third day of Ri'iyah, maybe it's really the first day of the Ri'iyah for a ziva, let's say, the kuliyama mode lo mahani b'yikas shakris. So he thinks you have to be machmir to treat every day as a every day with a ri'iyah as a day one. So we'll get to that soon. But anyway, so this Tosfos is going to suggest within Reb Yossi that a b'yikas shakris will never work on a yom hari'iyah. It has to be a minimum chalamala. Right, and every Yom Rishon is by definition a Yom Ri'iyah. So then, what does Rabbi mean? Rabbi says, "Berisha lo sha'alti, v'ta'isi shelo sha'alti." Right. So Rabbi had asked, "What's the din of a bedika shachris on day 6, 5, 4, 3, 2?" He says, "Berisha lo shalati v'tisi lo shalati." I should have asked about day one. Why should have asked about day one? Day one's a different din. According to Tosfos, day one you can never do a bedika shachris. The Rebbe sounds like he's saying the din is Yom Rishon is the same as Yom Sheni Shlishi Rabbi Chamishi Shishi. That a bedika shachris works. According to Tosfos, is that true? Bedika shachris doesn't work on day one of the Yom Hariyah. So what's lo sha'alti v'tisi shelo sha'alti? So Marsha is bothered by this, and Marsha says, "Inachadami." Rabbi just said you should have asked the question just to cover all bases, but the answer would have been different. Because inachadami, the din of Yom Rishon is not only the din of Sheni Shishi Rabbi Chamishi Shishi. So t'isi lo sha'alti is just in terms of the Talmud Torah element to flesh everything out, but not to say that the din is going to be the same. But the Aruch HaShulchan suggests something else. The Aruch HaShulchan Sivav says no, maybe according to Tosfos even the Yom Rishon there is relevance to Bedika Shachris where the Re'i is the night before. That according to Rebbe it could come out that the if the Re'i is the night before, it's the same halachic day as the next day, but it's a different odor, so to speak. It's the night before. So maybe if you had the Re'iyah the night before and you're clean by the next morning, then a bedikah shacharis will work. So you could have a tzir, even according to Tosfos, even according to Rebbe, you could have a bedikah shacharis that could be effective for day one.
Why wouldn't Rabbi Yossi agree to that? It's both a different onah and a different halachic day.
Rabbi Yossi could agree to that. Rabbi Yossi here has a back and forth with Rebbe. The Rebbe ultimately is moda to Rabbi Yossi, right? That's Arisha lo shalti v'tisa shalti. So the Aruch HaShulchan is suggesting that even according to Tosfos, you could have a case where Bedikah Shacharis works beyond Hariyah, where the Riyah is the night before, and then you Bedikah the next morning.
And it ends up that everyone would agree to that.
Right. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan suggests. Chazanish talks about that could be true of Allah and Simon Sadi Beis. I think it's Os Mem Dalet. Os Mem Beis or Os Mem Dalet.
How do you explain the Gemara on Chazan Beis? He knows what the answer is. He knows she would say she's not on Chazan Beis.
What do you mean, knows who the answer is?
He says, because Chazak, but Manach Hasuach, he knows the answer. He knows what Rabbi Yossi would say from the Gemara. So how's that led to us?
You mean what would the Marasha say?
Yeah.
The Marasha will say, the Tos is just that he didn't flesh it out. It's not a Tos and Din. That he should have asked everything explicitly. Barisha lo shalti v'taisi shalo shalti. Atu kulu labecheskas tuma kaimi. V'kevin the pasak pasak. The other day is nabecheskas tuma, and once you do a hefsi, that's effective. V'isha now became the pasak pasak. Once the flow stops, that's efficient. So it should be the same. So it doesn't mean that's a svara why it might have made sense on that level to distinguish or to not distinguish between day one and day two. But ultimately, Ladina, they're different. And that's why it might have made sense to talk about day one the same as day two. But then you still have to say, ultimately, Ladina, that's not true. I think that's what the Marsha will say. Okay. Now what about a Yom Ri'iyah that's not Yom Rishon? We just saw the Chavis Das who assumes that you have to be Machmir for every Yom Ri'iyah to essentially treat that as Yom Rishon, which would mean that according to Pesach and Bechavi, you require Mochdach Ke'ilah Mikra Din. The Ramban writes as follows, Perek Bey is Halacha Aleph. Afilu Rasa B'Shachris V'Acher Kach Bad Ka'atzma V'Arei Pascha. So women seize Dam in the morning, and then she does a hefsek, and it's effective, it's clean. Eina tzricha bedika cheres kol hayom. So here the Ramban is talking about where it's not day one, but the Re'iyah continued past day one. And on that day where the Re'iyah continued, you see Dam on day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. And then you do a hefsek tara on day five in the morning. You don't need another bedikah later in the day. You don't need another hefsek. And we're not worried that maybe after that initial hefsek tara, she saw Adam again. She has the right to start counting the Shiva Nakim later. So even if on day, let's say, our practice, that we don't typically do a hefsek tara before day five, l'ri'iyah, so even if she sees Dam on the morning of day five, she does a hefsek tara that morning. She doesn't wait until Samach Levin Hashbash, she doesn't until Minim Chamalik, she does a hefsek tara that morning. she doesn't do a subsequent tefsik later in the day, that's still sufficient, says Ramban, and she can continue to count or begin to count her Shivan Akiyam without a problem. Okay, so the Ramban, one second, distinguishes between the Yom Hariya, day one, where the Ramban says there, Mochdochuk is Neser Mikradin, and the Yom Riya, subsequent to day one, where you can do a Hefsek Tara, that will be effective even Shachris, at least B'di'evit. Yeah.
Would he say that the rest of that day can count as day one? You say Yom Etzisikula.
Day what? No, we don't. Day
that
one for what?
The, you know, from 10 a.m. until Shkia, is that day one of Rishim Nikim? After she does the Bdika?
No, the Rishim Nikim has to be the following, the day after the Hefsek Tara. Okay, so again, so the Ramban holds that a Yom Ri'iyah, that's not Yom Rishon, you can do a Hefsek Tara in the morning, at least B'di'evit, that's going to be effective, as opposed to the Tosos, that seems to say that any Yom Ri'iyah, Hefsek Tara can only be Min HaMincha U L'mala. What's behind that machlokas? So Rav Moshe suggests in Siman Kuf Gimel that according to the Ramban, this is pretty much emerges from what the Ramban writes himself. According to the Ramban, that because it's not normal to see any Ri'iyah is going to take at least one day. So there's more of a concern on the day that your Ri'iyah starts and the day that you first see Dam, that you're going to see more Dam that day. So even if you're going to do a Hefsek Tara as clean at some point early in the day, we're concerned that you may come and see Dam later. But that's only a concern on day one, not a concern on subsequent days, even if you still see Dam on subsequent days. There's more of a concern that on day one, there's going to be a protracted Ri'iyah stop. And Tosfos may hold that we're concerned that, oh, maybe that day is Gorim the Ri'iyah. So any day that you see Dam, that day somehow is Gorim the Ri'iyah Dam. And you have to be concerned to require a Hefsek later in the day to better ensure that there's no subsequent Dam. So in the Mechaber that we saw before, and the Ramah, the Mistima Slashim Mechaber the Ramah, it sounds like a Bedika Shachris on a Yom Ri'iyah that's not day one is going to be effective at least Vidi Eved. Because the only case where the Mechaber requires a Melchdochuk Likuva is where the Hefsek is on the Yom HaRi'iyah. And that's the case of the Ramah, where the Ramah says that you require Bidika Samach Ben Hashmoshos Li'ikuva. But Mistima Slashonam, it sounds like if it's a Yom HaRi'iyah that is not day one, then a Bidika Shachris would be, a Hefsek Tara in the morning would be effective. The Chachmas Adam is Machmir. Chachmas Adam Simon Kuf Yid Zayin Oz Zayin. So he's Machmir that in that case also you require a Mochdach Li'ikuva. Any Yom HaRi'iyah, even standard case where a woman sees Dam, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, and she does a Hefsek Tara later on day five, that Mochdachuk is going to be Li'ikuva. Rav Avadya writes, on page Reish Samach Dalet, that he thinks the Iker is Lekula, like the Rov Yishon, like the Mechaber, the Ramah, that a Bedika Shachris Hefsek Tara in the morning will work on a Yom Ri'iyah that's not Yom 1. Lichachila, as we'll see, you should do a Hefsek Tara later on in the day. Min HaMincha L'mala slash Samach Ben HaShmashos. And even if you did a Hefsek Tara in the morning, it's just still Lichachila, do another one later in the day. But if you didn't, if all you did was Hefsek Tara in the morning, then that would be effective. That's what Rabbi Karb writes as well. Lalacha, the lechachila, you should require the hefsek samach lebein hashmashos, but b'shas hadchak, you can rely on that hefsek in the morning. Rabbi Eider writes on page 60 that in that case, you should ask a sheilas chacham. If you did a hefsek on the morning of a yom hari'iyah, that's not yom rishon. And Rabbi Forrest writes, volume 2, page 165, that you don't even have to ask the chacham, that you could be mekel. If you, all you did was your hefsek tar in the morning, then you could be mekel and rely on that. That's what Rabbi Willick holds as well.
Sorry, who is it that hold that you should ask a chacham?
Rabbi Eider writes that you should ask a chacham. Okay, so let's talk now a little about whether the requirement of a hefsek tar is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. There's a lashon here in the Tosafot Rush, and that samach tes amud aleph, dimer maskel isak adaitach, where the Rush has the possibility that it's a writes chumer ba'almahu umi d'rabbanan. That the requirement of hefsek tar may only be a chumer d'rabbanan, a chumer ba'alma meaning d'rabbanan. Ve'ena nimnas b'shul zeh milipo kevin shetfila bismana mitzvah. So if hefsek tar is only a requirement d'rabbanan and you hold a tefila bismana mitzvah and then you realize when you're holding by the end of your shiva nekiyim that you never did a hefsek tar, that you could proceed and go to the mikvah in order to fulfill the d'oraisa, tefillah b'zman mitzvah, even if you weren't mekayim the d'rabbanan of a hefsek tara. So that's, then the next line, he has another possibility, that maybe it's min ha-Torah, but here, initially, he suggests that it might only be a requirement mid-rabbanan. And then he says, even if it's d'oraisa, maybe you could have a situation of a hefsika l'avadaita, maybe you can assume that there really was a hefsek. Maybe did a hefsek that you weren't aware, or some kind of kinuach that might be sufficient for hefsek and you weren't thinking about it. Or maybe, like the Zichron Yosef, that we'll see, something less than a formal bedika could be enough for hefsek tara mikra din. We'll get there. But that's the Tosafot Rush's first possibility, that maybe the whole requirement of hefsek tara is only mi d'rabbanan. That's mefurish in the Or Zeruah. Or Zeru of Simon Shin Lamed Ches writes, "Ubedika zos ena kiim chashasha derabbanan." The requirement, the need for hefsek tara, is only midirabbanan. Ked the perish Rashbam, dechayshinan hoel umayana pasuach dilma hischila liros sha'achas kodem benashmasha. So we're concerned that because it's hufzak mayinasa pasuach, since she was seeing dam, the dam is flowing out. So maybe she'll continue to see dam into Bein HaShemashos. V'lo paska ah, shenich nesav v'lel shmini. Talk about a nida d'oraisa. So maybe that nida d'oraisa who sees dam on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now she wants to go to the mikvah motzei day 7. Then maybe she's still seeing dam and isn't aware of that. So that's why, to avoid the possibility that maybe she'll go to the mikvah not knowing that she's seeing dam and be mishameshes Baila is Anida, that's why we require this hefsek tara to make sure that Mayana is now Sasa. But that's Mefurish in the Or Zeruah, that is only a Din Derabbanan, Eina Ki'im Chashasha Derabbanan. Parenthetically, what emerges from this presentation of the Or Zeruah is that the requirement of hefsek tara is Le'inyan Baila. The whole concern is that maybe she will be Mishameshes Baila, maybe she'll have Tashri with her husband, and he'll be Bo'al Anida. And that's why you require a Hefsek Tara. But no reference, that's what the words of request in the Rashbam, no reference of a requirement to Hefsek Tara in the context of Taras. It's only limited to a concern, the Baila. Interestingly, in the Hagos of the Baal HaMor, Shar HaSfira Vavidika Oskimol, Baal HaMor has exactly the opposite. Baal HaMor writes, Shar HaSfira Vavidika Oskimol, Kareinu mitzas achachamim shekasvu v'kol l'bayla lo bay b'dika klau v'kol l'b'dika z'nitaris nemru aval l'bayla daya b'hargasha v'tumasa u'b'tarasa. That when it comes to b'matra, when l'bayla, all you need is a consciousness, a feeling that she's no longer having a flow. But you don't need a formal b'dika. The requirement of a formal b'dika is only l'inyan taras. So opposites, the Orthru according to Rashban says that the whole requirement midor abanim hefzik taras is l'inyan bayla, not taras. And the Baal Amor says that the whole parsha b'dikas is only for taras and not l'bayla.
Which was the first one?
The Rashban according to the Orthru.
And that according to
Rashbam. The Orthru according to Rashbam. And the Noda Behuda points out, Kama Yerdeyasim Memvav, then maybe that's the Shitas HaRif, like the Baal Amor, because the Rif has no, doesn't discuss the Bidikos for Shimon Nakiyim anywhere. So maybe the Rif is assimilated to Baal Amor, that the whole requirement of Bidikos is only the Taros, the Rif doesn't pass in Taros, so he leaves out the whole din of Bidikos for Shimon Nakiyim. Okay. Either way, you have that possibility in the Tosar Rosh that Hesek Taras is only Darabanan. You have the Or Zeruah quoting the Rashbam. The Rambam seems to be in the other camp, that the requirement of Hesek Taras is indeed a din Daraisa. The Rambam Perek Vav Yisurei Bia, beginning Halacha Kaf, Perek Vav Halacha Kaf. Nida shabaka atma besoch yemei nidusa umasa shapasa kadam. So a nida checks herself during yemei nidus, and she finds that the dam stopped. Afilu pasak b'sheni l'nidusa. Even if she does a hesek tara in day two, we're talking about a nida deraisa. She has to wait 7 days anyway before she goes to the mikvah. At some point during those 7 days, she does a bedika and sees that she stopped seeing dam. Be it on day seven, be it on day two. Afilu pasak b'sheni l'nidusa. So even if she only did the hesek on day two, right? So that's our mishnah samach chesem and aleph. V'shagiga oizida v'lo badka ad la'achar nidusa yamim rabim. And then for whatever reason, be shogi be mezid, she didn't do another bedika day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven. She did another bedika a week later. And then kishabaka masa tameya ein omim shama kolosin yamim aisa tameya v'tiyazava. Right, so that's the Tanakam in our Mishnah, Samech Chesem and Aleph, that as long as you do Bedika on day two, even if you don't do another Bedika for the rest of the Shiva Nakiyim, and then she finds out that she's Tumei something later, so we're not worried about Tumei Lamafreya, she's only Tumei from that point on. What?
You're talking about Nida?
Nida. Sorry, I didn't mean Sain Nakiyim, I meant 7 days, sorry. Shiva Yimei Nidasa. Okay, so she does a vidika on day two, does a hefek tara on day two, she's clean, she doesn't see dam, doesn't do another vidika, is not aware of any dam, till the end of the 7 yemei nida, she goes to the mikvah on Mosei day seven, and then a few days later she realizes that she's tameya, so that's only mikana laba and alam afreya, that's tanakam in the mishnah samachas manaf. Right? Okay, so that's how the Rambam quotes Halacha, we quoted this last time. So then, the Rambam continues Halacha Kaf Gimel. This is after the Rambam presents the various different scenarios in our Mishnah. Then the Rambam concludes Kol Isha Shehi Safik Nida Safik Zava. Sricha leishev shivas yamim nakiyim misafik. So any woman who's a safik nida safik zava has to count shiva nakiyim misafik that maybe she's a zava. V'tovelas b'leil shmini. And then she goes to the mikvah at the end of what would be the shiva nakiyim if she is a zava. V'achar kach tiyah muteres labayla. And then she's going to be muteres labayla. U'meviyah korban zava. The Eino Necho. In that situation where she's a Safik Nida, Safik Zava, so if she's a Zava, you have to bring a korban. Safik needs a safik zava, brings a korban misafik, the eino nefa. So says the Magia on the Rashba, footnote 288. So we're talking here about a woman that didn't do a Hefsek Taira. And then she brings a carbon.
Why is that right?
You see the foot on the Rashba?
Did
they put the Ramah Gomez?
The Rashba?
The foot on the Rashba.
On that Ramah, I don't think so. But in any case, the Ramah says that you bring the korban, but she doesn't eat it, I assume, because it's a suffix.
Right.
So, could it just be that Hesek Tara is a Chomra, it's still Darabonin, but it's a Chomra that we put in there to make sure so you avoid this suffix deraisa problem.
Right, that's what I'm confused about now, because I'm not. He was quoting this as a Raya, you see the Rama holds that it's a Din deraisa, but why is that necessarily the case? Okay, so I have to look back. We'll just hold on. Hold on that, then I'm going to try to look at it again. I don't. I'm missing something. The Chavis Das does assume that Hefsek Tara is a requirement of Raisa in Sifkat and Gimel. This is the Chavis Das that we saw when discussing Damaka, which is why the Chavis Das assumes Halacha that a Hefsek Tara is indispensable. So even a woman who has a makam of siyadam still has to do a hefsek tara that's going to be clean. So you assume that that's a din d'oraisa. Rabbi Forrest has the following raya from the Shachin Hilchas Avelis. Shachin Hilchas Avelis, Simen Shin Ayin He Se'if Katan Yudalid, Shin Ayin He Yudalid. That we'll see probably next time. The Ramban Sif Aleph and our Simen here, Kutsadivah, what's it in? Where the Tumas Hadesh, and what's the din where the Tzibur already davens Marav, they daven early. So is that considered to be a new day? The Indian Hefzik Tara, can a woman still do Hefzik Tara to count for the previous day after the Tzibur already daven Marav? Right? So that's a discussion in Tumas Hadesh in 2 days. So the Shach writes in the context of Avelis that even if you're Machmir when it comes to Hefzik Tara, to assume. Once the Tzibur davens Marav, that makes it the new day for the community, and therefore women can no longer do a Hefzik Tara that's going to count for the previous day once the Tzibur davens Marav. So Shach says, even if you're going to be Machmir that way in Hilchos Nida, but for Avelis, you could be Mekel, because Avelis is only Dirabana, meaning as far as counting counting the Shiva, if the Tzibur already davened Marav, and you bury the mace between the time that they daven Marav and actual Shkia, you can still count that as a previous day to shave off one day of Shiva. So Shach says, even if we're Machmir and Hefzik Tara, that Marav is a hard stop, and you can't go back and count it as a previous day, when it comes to Avelis, you can, because Avelis is only Derabbanan. So that sounds like Avelis is only Derabbanan, and you're contrasting it with Hefzik Tara. Sounds like the requirement to have Hefzik Tara is Daraisa.
So the Shach says to me, he says only if you're Machmir on.
Says even if we're Machmir, like the Ramah, the first day in the Ramah here in Kuf Sadivav for Hefzik Tara, you can still be Mekel for Avelis. Because Avelis is on Darabana. It sounds like Hefzik Tara is requirement Daraisa. Right before it says, not necessarily. Maybe all the Shach means is that the Hefzik Tara is part of a process that is a din d'oraisa. There's a requirement for counting Shiva Nekiyim for Zava, that's a din d'oraisa. It could be Hefzik Tara itself is only d'rabbanan, but that's part of a d'oraisa process as opposed to Avelis, that the 7 days of Avelis is the whole institution is only the Rabbana. So maybe that's not a Rayim of Rachas. What's the Nafkamina whether Hefzik Tara did the right or did the Rabbana, aside from how strongly you would insist on the Hefzik Tara even in the case of a Maka Yidushi Metzi Adam, like the Chavis Das discusses. The Sidrei Tara in Sifkatan Gimel, Kaf Gimel, Sidrei Tara Sifkatan Kaf Gimel talks about that in the Kuda of a woman that has a Maka Yidushi Metzi Adam who can't do a proper Hefzik Tara. He quotes in Zichron Yosef that maybe you can rely on the following chesed. I think we referenced this when we spoke about that Maka. Maybe you can rely on the following chesed, namely, if you have a woman who never sees fewer than 5 days, so, and now we're holding on day 6, so even if you can't get a clean Hefzik Tara because of the Maka, that is Motzi Adam, the Zichron Yosef says maybe you make the following question, that sex faker, maybe there's no more Dam coming out, and even if there is Dam coming out, that's going to be Dam Maka, Dam Tahar. And even though you don't say a sex fake from Makam Eschazik Yisura, but over here, because rogue women in this situation don't see beyond day 5, then you could be Mekel. So that's all assuming that it has the Tavazali requirement Midarabanan, so there's more latitude to do away with the Hefzik Tara under extenuating circumstances. Yeah.
I'm assuming not everyone would agree to that, like the double Rebbe over by Dam Maka, that we can't But six second doesn't help when we can actually, when we, the information is actually available.
Where's Asher Levar?
Right, meaning that, like, he would, I assume that when Revava would irritate enough, you know, you just do a bidika and you know what's going on.
No, the point is that a hesed tire is going to be, it won't be clean because of the damaka. So
but
you're trying to, I'm sorry?
You get a bodekas and you maneuver.
So if there's a way to do it, where that's, in a situation where there's no other options, that's the Zechun Yosef's suggestion. And then we have what we referenced last time, or previously as well, the Nod Behuda, Kama Yardayan Nuntes, that maybe Ikar Adin, a Hesed Tara could be accomplished just with a cognizance that there's no more Dam coming out. Which most of the later Achronim are reluctant to pass from like Lamaisa, Chazan Ish, in the end of Simon Pei Beis, Chazan Sofer, Yardea, Kuvayin Zayin, they say you can rely on the Nod Yehuda, Chazan Sofer argues. Rabbi Four suggests, one second, maybe that Machlokas, the Nod Yehuda and the Chazan Sofer, is the Shitasam in what Hargash is. If you hold that Hargash is Yilas Davralach, which the Nod Yehuda holds, and maybe it makes sense to say that if you have the consciousness that there's no more flow, so then that could be a de facto hesed tara, because what would make a woman into or continue to be a nida d'oraisa if there is hargasha? So you could have a consciousness that there's no more hargasha and there's no more zivas d'oralach. But if hargasha is tzichas pi amakor, which the Chazon Sofer holds of, so then that's only a one-time experience. There's a psichos pia makor the first time that she starts seeing down in the cycle. It's not a constant feeling. So once it's mayinasa pasuach, once it's already you had her gosh of psichos pia makor, and she continues to see down for a few days, the fact doesn't make sense to have a consciousness that you're not seeing down anymore, because it has to be a consciousness that doesn't work her gosh. And there's no Hargasha anyway, because Psichos Pi Makor was only one time thing to begin with. That's what Rabbi Four suggests might be the Machlokas. Yeah?
Does Nod Yehuda only say that she can do that if she, you're talking about a woman who has Hargasha, I assume? Who's cognizant of the fact that she has Hargasha?
Yeah. But Lamaisa, most poskim assume that you can't really rely on the Zichron Yosef or on the Nod Yehuda, and that's what we discussed last time or previously when we talked. We discussed that mock-up, having a bodeket or managing the situation that way, rather than relying on the Nod Yehuda. Okay, so I have to check back on what that Ha'ar and the Rama was. And next time we'll talk about the timing of a Hesed Tara under normal circumstances, not necessarily Biyom Harisha. Okay?
We have Shira on Hanukkah.
We have Shira on Hanukkah. You're not here?
No, I'm here.